You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Cool and the Gang. They are your artists of the day. She's fresh. So fresh.
No one knows her name. She's just a mystery. I have seen her.
Maybe once or twice.
One thing I can say. She's very nice. She's a lady.
I don't care who you are. If you don't like Kool and the Gang, you have no soul.
Yeah, I'll agree with that.
Thank you, Mr. Sterrett. We're going to do Family Feud coming up in about an hour from now. Are you down with that?
Absolutely.
All right. As we mark your final week on the program, Carol Marks returns next Monday. The keyword to cash this hour is color, C-O-L-O-R, color. You can always text that into 72881 throughout the hour, and you're in the running for $1,000 in our national contest. Color is your keyword to cash. Message and data rates may apply. We're not going to do it again this hour, but we will play her again at 5 o'clock, the moose turd lady that was heard at the beginning of the 2 o'clock hour.
You walk about 50 yards in any direction and they take another dump.
It's a fairly simple and efficient business model.
And when a moose takes a dump, they'll crap out between 200 and 400 turds every time they take a crap. So it's like I get $5 a turd for these things. So I get jumping right up and down. I get excited when I see a turd.
Okay. You'll hear more from her at 5 o'clock this afternoon. The turd lady is very excited when she sees a moose take a dump.
Are you going to nominate her for Kansas City's Morning News Person of the Week?
I think I'm going to have to.
Okay.
I don't think I'm going to have much of a choice.
Throw that name in the hat.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Jeff Bezos is getting a divorce. Did you see this?
I did.
The world's richest man.
He announced it on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of an interesting tidbit about your private life to announce on Twitter.
He and his wife, Mackenzie, have been married for 25 years. He's going to be out about $65 billion, probably.
Yikes.
He is worth $130 billion. Mm. They got married in 1993.
What does his tweet say? You and I read this totally differently. You read that she's taking half of his billions, which he won't even miss. And when I read it, I thought, who announces something like that on Twitter? It's a little weird.
The only thing I can think is that knowing that that's going to impact not only the company's stock, but potentially the market as a whole, it was potentially best to get out in front of that as opposed to suddenly see him dumping a bunch of shares in order to finance this.
A note posted on Bezos's Twitter account on Wednesday, so today, said the two of them will remain cherished friends, as well as partners in ventures and projects. They have four kids together. Quoting here in a note on Twitter that was signed Jeff and Mackenzie, "If we had known we would separate after 25 years, we would do it all again."
Okay.
I'm not going to ask. That's too personal.
Can I just say that yesterday we talked about coming up, we're going to tell you who's bald. I got more people reaching out to me saying, hey, who's bald? You said we were going to talk about this person being bald. My dad even emailed me.
We forgot to get into that. John Travolta is bald.
I don't
care. So what?
I don't care.
But you made a big deal out of it yesterday in the newsroom.
Because everyone else is making a big deal out of it. I think he looks fantastic.
What does it matter if a man is bald or not?
Well, I think he just let it go, shaved it, and said, look, this is who I am.
Will,
let's
you're
stop
bald?
Trying to fight what's happening here.
I have not shaved my head in a while, so I look like Wooly Willy more than anything. But yeah, I have lost that battle. I mean, let me take my hat off here.
Yeah, it's gone.
It's largely gone.
The top of the head is gone.
And I don't want to have a cul-de-sac on my head, so I'm going to shave it.
Cul-de-sac! Does it run in your family well?
On mom's side, yeah.
Okay.
Which,
that's where you get it.
Exactly. Yeah, genetically, I did not have a hope.
All right, and so you're bald.
Yeah.
So what?
It is what it is, man.
Why do women still care if a man is bald? If anything, it means he's got more testosterone.
I don't care at all. He's also sporting a beard with it, which I think is the best look.
John Travolta and Will Sterrett.
Yes. They both look very good.
Well, okay. Thank you.
Rod has a full mane of hair.
Yeah.
I don't understand. I mean,
he put a photo out there over the holidays, and I think he, you know, bald is beautiful. I've decided to let it go. Here it is. I just think because maybe he was this iconic actor back in the day.
So when's he coming out of the closet?
Rodney.
I'm just curious. I don't care that you're bald.
And I don't care that you're gay.
I don't care either one.
Look, everybody knows that you're bald and gay.
But we talked about it.
You've admitted to one.
And then didn't say who it was because we came back and something happened. I don't remember.
It's John Travolta. He lost
Travolta.
His hair.
He looks great.
He does look good.
I here's what I've never understood. Like the other day, I'm watching the news, and they're talking about the new Congress. Okay.
Okay.
And there's so many women who have been elected to Congress, and they went out of their way to point out how many LGBTQRSTs are in the Congress now.
Okay.
Haven't we gotten past this?
Oh, please.
No. We haven't?
You've gotten past it. Go out into far western Kansas and ask how many people are past that.
I don't care if you're gay.
I will say the rural parts of many states.
I lived in far western Kansas. I can tell you they're past it, but...
Mm. You lived in Cody, Kansas, or...
Colby, Kansas.
Colby, Kansas.
Yes. I could tell you that they, like you, don't care to hear about it.
See, I think... Dana, I think you live in this mysterious world where rural America is still 1950. It's not. Some of my dearest friends are rural people. Shane and Stacy Stockton. Denny. They don't care if you're gay.
They care about people talking about it? Is that what you're trying to say? They just don't care? Why are we talking about it?
I'm telling you right now, Shane Stockton, one of my dearest friends who I met in Mexico, but he lives in St. Joe now, but lived in King City, could not care less if you're gay. Could not care less.
Okay.
And he's as rural, tobacco chewing, gun shooting, beef eating as you can possibly get, and could not care less if you're gay. You know who could care less, or who could care? My grandmother, when she was still alive.
You think it's more generational?
I think
than
it's
generational.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. I think it is a generational thing. Well, I'm queers.
Okay.
I don't think it's if you're a 25-year-old guy living out in Baldwin City, Kansas, okay, or Lecompton, I don't think you care if somebody's gay.
I think if you ask someone in the gay community, they would say it's much harder to come out and live the life you want to live if you are in a smaller community.
Why?
More traditionally religious community. I don't know.
Hmm. Maybe in the South.
Certainly in the South.
But I would remind you, let's be careful with the stereotypes here. And
why is the South this terrible place that everybody says is just awful?
Hang on, Rod.
I'm tired of every time
hang
this stuff
on,
comes
I'm
up.
I'm about to make this point.
Wow. Okay, fine.
I would remind everyone, this was the point I was about to make, when we're going to go throwing around stereotypes about the South, that they're a bunch of racist hicks, I would remind you, this was the point I was about to make, the most racist city in America is Boston, Massachusetts.
Every time something like this comes up, it's like, well, sure, in the South, where they still lynch people.
No, my only argument, and the only reason I brought up the
ridiculous.
South. The only reason I brought up the South when it came to gays, or the gays, was because they tend to be a little bit more religious, more Baptist, if you will, than the rest of the country. But when it comes to racism, you'll find more racist per capita in Boston, Massachusetts than you will ever find in Mobile, Alabama.
I will remind you that homosexuality is not a race.
I think part of it is the lack of a support community in smaller areas. So if you're in a small town, you're not going to probably have an LGBT alliance group at your high school. You're probably not going to have... gay bingo night. You know what I mean? In a larger city, there are going to be more
gay bingo night here.
Yeah. In larger cities, there are going to be more opportunities for things like that.
I want to go to gay bingo night.
The other thing to kind of keep in mind, too, is in a lot of small towns, you know, word travels fast and everybody knows your business on a level that doesn't tend to happen in a larger area.
Where you have more anonymity in a larger city.
Exactly.
But still, I go back to my original point. Who cares?
I do understand. If you live in a town of 300 people, there's a chance you're the only gay in the village.
Yes, that's what I'm trying to say.
And that might be awful for you. But there are people, I mean, don't get me wrong. I know people that, like, I don't care if somebody wants to be gay, but I don't want to know about it. I don't want it to be an option for other people. Thinking exists. I know it. I see it.
But, Rod, here's the problem with that. If they are able to convert you to the gayism, then you have to pray the gay away again.
Exactly.
And I don't want to have to do that.
I don't have that kind of time.
I'm too busy praying for other stuff.
That's right.
I don't have time to pray your gay away.
I'm praying for all the Democrats to go away.
Right.
I don't have time to pray for your gay to go away.
So here I am at night spending 10 minutes talking to God, trying to get the Democrats to go away. And then I got to spend another 10 minutes trying to pray your gay out?
Wow. Yeah, I don't have that kind of time.
I don't have that kind of time.
Got to get some rest.
Right. When am I ever going to sleep if more gay people keep converting? I mean, how long am I supposed to spend praying your gay out?
I also would like to just defend the South. I love the South. My South is not Rod's South. I'm more east of his South.
Yeah, no, I'm from Texas. That's not the South.
But there, you know, and is there racism in Kansas City? Absolutely. I have seen it with my own two eyes more times than I care to count along the Gulf. That's all I'm saying. Is it worse there? I don't know. Does it exist there? Oh, yeah.
Well, I'll tell you this. If I live in a small town, Rod, and I know you can sympathize with this. If there are six gays there and I got to pray 10 minutes a night for their gayness to go away.
That's one hour.
I've just missed an entire episode of Blue Bloods.
And that's not happening.
No.
DVR is not working. I can't be praying your gay away.
I mean, on a Friday night, I've got to choose. Am I going to pray during Hawaii 5-0 or am I going to pray during Blue Bloods? But I don't need six gays in my town because that's literally 60 minutes. I got to pray your gay out. And I don't have time for that.
Dana right here for Seal Wants KC. It is another gorgeous sunny day out in Kansas City. Call my folks at Seal Wants KC. They will come out, clean, seal, and permanently protect all of those high-ticket outdoor items on the outside of your house, your driveway, your deck, your big expensive privacy fence. Have them come seal that. And then if it's snowing or raining, yes, they still work. They will come inside your home and clean and seal your garage floor, your basement floor. Both of those look phenomenal in our house. They will come out, clean, seal, permanently protect those floors with their permanent polymer decorative coating. It is so easy to keep it clean. That is why you want that coating on your floor, especially your basement floor. Think about a sump pump failure. You don't have to worry about it. Your sump pump fails, that's a mess, sure, but you're not replacing carpet if you have that permanent polymer decorative coating down on your floor. 816-942-3927. Call today. Mention Dana for that 20% off. 816-942-3927. Go to sealwantskc.com. Seal it and forget it today.
Down boys go. Warrant on this Wednesday afternoon. Here we go, come on, here we go. So Dana's all up in a lather over this one. Speaking of John Travolta, that's right. If you visited downtown Kansas City this week, you may have noticed a new addition to the city's skyline. New signs were placed on top of a former bank building owned by the Church of Scientology of Kansas City at 18th and Grand, and it is a big-ass sign. The local Scientology church bought the property at 18th and Grand more than 10 years ago. Now, the religious organization, and I use religious in air quotes, says renovations to the 65,000-square-foot building are underway. In an email to the Star Tuesday night, the Church of Scientology of Kansas City reiterated previous statements that it is looking to move its local office and congregation from 39th and Main to what used to be the City National Bank in downtown Kansas City. So let me paint the picture for you here, because obviously we're on radio. They bought this gigantic brick building at 18th and Grand.
Yeah, okay? Heart of downtown.
And on the top, in what looks like almost scaffolding, is the word Scientology in gigantic lit up letters. Gigantic letters that span almost the entire
roof of the building. Correct. When I saw this, my jaw hit the floor, and here's why. This is not about that particular religious group of beliefs. It's not. I think there are things that are appropriate to have on a city skyline, and I think there are things that are inappropriate to have on a city's skyline. I would not want bazookas to take over the building at 12th and Grand and put their very large neon bazookas sign on the top of the building, which then becomes part of the skyline.
You know what I would like to do, and I know we got to get to the news here real quick. I have never in my life that I'm aware of talked to a Scientologist. Apparently, it's a pretty big thing here in Kansas City. Big enough that they own their own.
They own their own
65,000 square foot building downtown. They've just erected a gigantic Scientology sign on the top of their building at 18th and Grand.
I don't want your religious symbol part of my skyline, and I don't care the religion.
I would like to talk to a Scientologist.
Here's what I want on the Kansas City skyline. I want
Western
the
Auto
KCP&L building. I want the Western Auto sign. I want our cool performing arts center. I want the hair curlers over Bartle Hall. I don't want Scientology or Buddhism or Catholicism or pagan star symbols on the damn skyline.
All right. Hang tight. I would love to hear from a Scientologist. If you could inform me, and we will not be rude. I'm not going to make fun of you. I don't do that. 576-7798. 576-7798 to the newsroom. Here is Will Stern.
An abrupt end to negotiations. More next.
Dana Wright here for Cottonwood Canyon. I've told you, go check out Cottonwood Canyon. One of my girlfriends just went and checked out the restaurant, The Silo. That's because there's a silo out there at Cottonwood Canyon. And it is outstanding. They have this brand new clubhouse with Canyon Farms Golf Club. There are shops. There are restaurants. A ton of commercial buildings. They've got a gym, the Lenexa City Center. And then in the middle of all of that, you have these beautiful custom-built homes. Custom-built homes. If you are looking for brand new construction, they have just opened up the final 27 lots out there, and they overlook holes 2 and 3 at Canyon Farms Golf Club. All of my golfers out there, you are a hop, skip, and a jump from Canyon Farms Golf Club. And these lots overlook some of the most gorgeous landscape out at the golf course that you will find anywhere. It really is in the woods, but surrounded by fantastic commerce. It's a great, great location off 435 and 87th Street. Call for your private tour, 913-492-4444, 913-492-4444. A limited number of lots are available for you. Check them out online at cottonwoodcanyonks.com, cottonwoodcanyonks.com.
3:32, I'm Will Starrett.
It's cold out here, and the temperature wasn't much warmer in the Situation Room. Our meeting did not last long.
Now, Speaker Nancy Pelosi describing an abrupt end to negotiations. The president invited her and Senator Chuck Schumer to this afternoon to end the government shutdown.
He asked Speaker Pelosi, will you agree to my wall? She said no. And he just got up and said, then we have nothing to discuss, and he just walked out.
Moments later, Vice President Pence confirmed that account.
He asked Speaker Pelosi that if he opened things up quickly, if he reopened the government quickly, would she be willing to agree to funding for a wall or a barrier on the southern border? And when she said no, the president said goodbye.
Now nearly a million federal workers and even more private contractors won't get paid this week as the shutdown ends week 3. President Trump saying he will veto any spending bill that reopens the government without border wall money. Andy Field, ABC News.
Democratic Governor-elect Laura Kelly has named a local economic development official who was her campaign treasurer as Kansas' next Commerce Secretary. She announced today she'll nominate David Toland of Iola to lead the Department of Commerce. Kelly also said that Julie Lorenz would serve as interim transportation secretary. Lorenz is a senior strategic consultant for the Kansas City engineering, planning, and architectural firm Burns & McDonald. Traffic and weather together next. It's 3:34.
Hey, if it's amazing fine men's clothing that you've been looking for at incredibly affordable prices, there is only one stop in Kansas City, but you've got to hurry. The Byron Store closing sale has less than a week left, and right now they're offering crazy discounts throughout the store. Cashmere scarves are only $25, St. Croix slacks as low as $25, Robert Talbot sports shirts for $40, and Byron sport coats in every size down to $39. Byron is closing, so everything has to go in preparation for their move down south and their return as Peter's Clothiers. Save up to 90% on the best selection of men's clothing in Kansas City. New merchandise still arriving every day. Shop designers like Robert Talbot, Eton, St. Croix, Southern Tide, True Grit. Great deals on fine leather jackets, Italian silk ties, fine dress shoes, belts, sportswear. I recently stopped by, got a fantastic fitted sport coat at an unbelievably low price. Byron on the Country Club Plaza, 47th and Jefferson in the Jack Henry Building.
We have a complex storm moving in toward the latter half of the week and into the weekend. Still some uncertainties on the exact track of everything, but it looks like we could see some rain and even some light snow here and light snow accumulation, especially Friday night and into parts of Saturday. We'll keep you posted on that. Dry for the rest of today and tonight, our high 40, overnight low to mid-20s, and then sunny and low 40s Thursday. It'll be plain old rain moving in Friday afternoon. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Darrowmore, KMBZ Weather.
Still 38 at your official weather station. KMBZ is now on radio.com. Download the app and take us anywhere you go. I'm Will Starrett. News 98.1 KMBZ.
This is from the text line.
I've got a whopper, too. And because so, I want to know if the city can weigh in on this.
I'm just reading other people's words because I don't want the Church of Scientology to sue me. 4448 writes in, Church of Scientology is a fraud. They do not have a huge following. They buy buildings. They are empty to make it look like the church is doing well. It is to keep their tax-exempt status, this texter writes. It is not huge here. They are making it look like they have a huge Scientology community, but they do not.
All right, I'm going to follow that up with this text. Dana, there is a large cross close to the Hollywood sign in L.A. Rio, of course, has Christ the Redeemer.
Sure.
As much as I find Scientology to be an exploitative, tax-sheltered business that has no business calling itself a religion, comma, you and I do not get to decide what appears on the city skyline. The city gets to determine that, they write. And sadly, with the money and resources Scientology has, the city will lose in court. It is their building, their sign. Sadly, no need to debate. Here's my question.
The Catholic Church has a huge gold dome downtown.
Is that true? Can a city not decide what makes up its skyline? And I go back to my bazookas argument. Can the cities put regulations on things all the time?
Sure they do.
With respect to signage. Think about it. You can't even keep a garage sale sign up in some cities. So can the city not say, we are passing an ordinance where you can have, you know, KCP&L on the KCP&L light building downtown, that old building, which I think is now Lofts. You can have one light. You can have Bank of America, but you cannot have bazookas and you cannot have Scientology on our skyline.
Here's the difference.
Because where would you draw the line, Scott?
Religion.
Scientology wants to put up a big, shining, glowing sign that you can see on the skyline.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like the Bartle Hall hair curlers, which I love because that's art.
And I hate.
What if someone else buys a building and wants to put up, pick your religion that bothers you. Where do you draw the line?
Here's where I would, if I was a lawyer, and I'm not, but I should have been, here's where I could easily win this argument.
Okay.
the city of Kansas City has had no problem with, in fact, encourages the Western Auto sign atop of that building.
Love the Western. Well, that is an iconic.
Well, that's great.
Iconic part of our skyline.
That's fantastic. Western Auto does not operate in that building anymore.
Hasn't
it is,
for years.
It's a loft building now.
Of course.
So it is just a sign. I want to put, as a religion, and again, I use it in air quotes. I'm not a follower of Scientology. I think it's bizarre. That's fine. I'm still waiting to hear from a Scientologist. I've never talked to one. And you're welcome to call in at 576-7798. The Catholic Church has a large gold dome with a big cross on top of it downtown on the west side. It's obvious when you see the gold dome, what you're looking at, that is the diocese. You know that. Nobody's ever said anything about removing that from the skyline. If I was the attorney for the Church of Scientology here in town, and we wanted to put this gigantic sign, which is what it is, on top of this building that looks like scaffolding with the word Scientology across it, if the city council tried to deny us that, I would sue the city council.
And I would probably win.
And I would win.
So they can't say no to any religious organization who wants to change the city skyline.
We own this building, and the only reason you're denying us this permit is because you don't think we're a real religion. Well, we are. And we have every right to put this sign on top of our building that we own.
But I would go back to my argument that the city regulates signage all the time. They regulate what and where you can put things on billboards. The city...
Not very much.
...passes ordinances all the time about signage, the size, the scope. All cities. I don't just mean Kansas City, Missouri.
But Dana, if I'm the attorney for Scientology, I'm going to bring into court the Western Auto sign, the diocese downtown, Edelman and Thompson, Boulevard Beer, and their big airplane that they've got out front that's not really an airplane.
That was the roastery airplane. And again, that is art. That is character.
It's an airplane.
I love that airplane.
But you see my point. I'm going to argue that the only reason you don't want that sign on top of our building that we bought and renovated is because you don't like Scientology, and I'm going to win in court.
Okay, remember when the Church of the Resurrection built their new building with the enormous multi-million-dollar stained glass?
It looks like a damn spaceship.
It is large. It is large. The city went back and forth with CORE for over a year.
I remember.
On the design, the shape, the scope. And again and again, and this was on private property, again and again, the city of Leawood said, no, it can be this, it can't be that. You can't have a spire that's 100 feet up into the air.
Tell that to the Mormons out in Independence.
Well, the city of Independence said that they were fine. I do think within reason the city has a right to regulate its skyline. I agree with you that they would likely lose this case.
From the text line, what if I worship boobies and bazookas is my church?
I think the city would have a right to regulate the size and scope of that sign.
Okay. 576-7798, if you guys want to weigh in. If you have not been downtown recently, apparently Scientologists own a building at 18th and Grand. How do we know? Because they've told us. And they've put a big fat sign on the top. And it says Church of Scientology. And Scientology is in really, really big letters. Really
does
big.
Does it glow?
I think it does.
It looks like it glows.
I've only seen it during the day. I have not seen it at night. But whatever. I'm still waiting to hear from a real live Scientologist.
Someone on the text line said, I would buy the building next door and erect an enormous sign that is a glowing arrow, point it back toward that building and just say, you're nuts. For the record, I don't want that on the skyline either. What if my building, Scott, here is a great example, Kid Rock. Kid Rock. Just opened a restaurant, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And the sign is the shape of a guitar, a very round voluptuous guitar. And the city, I believe, said, we're not thrilled with it, but we have to allow it. Could you tone down the booty in the guitar a little bit? Cities go over these things with business owners all the time.
576-7798, Rod Babcock, Dana Wright. I'm Scott Parks on KMBZ.
Dana Wright here for Mark's Family Dental and Mark's Sleep Center. Mark's with an X. Remember that when you're looking for this. I've had several listeners reach out and ask me. I can't find it. It's because you're spelling it wrong. Mark's with an X. If you, like so many people listening, desperately need a CPAP machine but have stopped using it, I get it, call Mark's Family Dental. They are important. It's important for your health, and there's a better, easier, more pleasant way to treat your sleep apnea. They will fit you at Mark's Sleep Center for a simple treatment. It's easy to use, comfortable to wear, a custom-made dental mouthpiece that fits over your teeth, gently realigns your airway, and allows normal airflow to your lungs as you sleep. And it's covered by most medical insurance plans. Think about it. When you travel, no more hauling that big machine with the bulky bacteria-laden hoses all over the country. Call my folks at Mark's Family Dental. Mark's with an X, 816-452-2000, 816-452-2000, or Mark's Sleep, M-A-R-X, sleep.com.
You know, something that's happened to almost all of us, and knock on wood, happens to none of us in the future, but if you do find yourself in a car accident, whether it's a fender bender or, God forbid, something more serious, when it comes time to get your car fixed, remember the name that everyone remembers, Dale's Body Shop in Blue Springs. They're the best in the business. How do you know, Scott? I know because Dale's a personal friend, and I've been out there many times. I've watched his crews at work, and I can say without question, without reservation, they're the best. They've had people drive in from Omaha, Columbia. That's how good they are. And the work at Dale's Body Shop in Blue Springs is guaranteed as long as you own your car or truck. So get it fixed right the first time. Here's the number, just in case you ever need it. 816-228-1855. 816-228-1855. Or online at dalesautocollision.com. Dale's Body Shop in Blue Springs. Taking care of cars. Taking care of you. Do a little Family Feud for the last time. Coming up at the top of the hour, get your buzzers ready, ladies and gentlemen. Let's get to the phone lines. Jim and Lee Summit. Hello, Jim.
Hello.
Hey, bud.
Yes. How are you guys?
We're
good.
Doing better than we deserve. Thanks, man.
So what happens if I rent the building next door and I worship the devil and I had put a big demon or something on top of the building? Would that be okay?
How about a good pentagram? Or an upside-down cross.
Or something like that. That would be the same thing, wouldn't it?
I think the city could say no, Jim, and I think the city should be able to say no.
But that'd be the same thing as Scientology, though, right? It's a freedom of religion.
Yep, private building, freedom of religion. Someone else just wrote in, St. Louis City has an ordinance that says no skyscrapers taller than the arch. Cities regulate private industry in all kinds of ways. I am stunned they are not able to regulate this.
Why would they?
Well, let's say, Scott, I'm in St. Louis, and I build a church, like the one in Independence, okay?
All right.
And this is going to be the biggest church. I want God to see it from the skies. And that spire is going to reach the heavens, and it's going to be taller than the arch. St. Louis would say no. Why is this any different? Because it's not about height?
Or is it because most people don't understand nor support Scientology and we just don't want their sign downtown? Have you thought maybe that's the reason?
Are you saying like the city wants it down but can't get it down?
No, I'm just asking.
I don't think the city cares. Are you paying taxes? Well, I guess you're not because you're tax exempt.
Right. Bad example.
So, yeah.
Whoops.
City's out. They don't care. They're not getting money from it. I mean, like you said, there are
Let's cut to the chase.
There are many towns that have ordinances that say you can't have a sign over this tall or over this big or whatever it is.
I'm not necessarily comfortable with people visiting our town, going downtown,
Because it's Scientology.
And that's looking up and seeing,
This is where I was getting ready to go.
I'll be honest. There you go.
Let us cut to the chase and be real for a second. The reason nobody wants that sign on that building at 18th and Grand in downtown Kansas City is because we all think Scientologists are weird. We think they're nuts. They follow some bizarre science fiction novel written back in the 1950s or whatever by some weirdo dum-dum, okay? And we don't want their sign on top of the building because if people come to visit our town, they're going to think we're all weird. Let's just call it what it is. We think you're weird. Take your sign down, please. Thank you. Have a good day. We think you're a bunch of weirdos and you're a cult and you've got John Travolta and you've hijacked my man, what's his face, and we don't want you to be downtown.
Tom Cruise. If the sign said, you know, eat at Gates, you'd be fine with that.
I would.
But you got a weird religion,
Tom Cruise
from Top Gun, the greatest movie of all time, is a follower of yours, and we don't want you downtown, so take your sign down and go back to 39th and whatever.
The bazooka's argument that I wouldn't want people visiting downtown and looking up and seeing that on the skyline either.
But Eat at Gates would be fine.
Eat at Gates is fine. Yep. Western Auto's fine.
Anything other than boobs and Scientology.
And other religions.
And they're kind of the same thing.
No.
You got to be a boob to sign the church.
That's
right. I named other religions that I would not. I just don't think that belongs on a skyline. That is your city's welcome mat. Here's our skyline. I don't want religion in my skyline.
No, you don't want a weird religion in your city's skyline.
Well, I think the diocese argument is a little apples and oranges.
Why?
Because the beautiful gold steeple. It doesn't say, hey, we're Catholic, everyone's Catholic here, come on in.
No, but the cross pretty much does. The big giant cross at the top, the gold dome.
There was a fight over the Bartle Hall art because it was on the skyline. And there were people that said, it's too expensive, it's weird, they look like hair curlers. Mm-hmm. I think it's a fair debate to be had.
Okay. Megan in Blue Springs. Hello, Megan.
Hey, guys. How are you doing?
We're doing well. Thank
you.
Hi. I'm excited. Have you seen Leah Remini's series on Scientology?
No, but have you seen her jacked up upper lip since she got the injection?
Okay. Focus.
Yes.
Oh, my word.
I have heard about this, Megan.
You guys need to watch it. Seriously. It is awesome. And they were just talking about this. This is part of their scheme. They go around and buy properties, buildings, fix them up, make it look like they have all these people that attend, and they're vacant. They'll have two or three people in there maybe, and I'm going to go down and check it out myself. This is exciting.
It's exciting?
Yeah. I've never, down in Florida, I have seen several of these. They have these big buildings with Scientology, blah, blah, blah. But if you would watch this series, you would just be mesmerized what these people do. It is
something else.
Taking advantage of people.
Well, now I'm looking up Leah Remini's lips. So thank you both.
Oh, I haven't. They're all jacked up.
I haven't seen her special about it, but I have watched a documentary about the Church of Scientology. The thing that gets me about it that I don't, the man that founded that church, L. Ron Hubbard, who wrote science fiction books for a living,
mm-hmm.
There's a famous quote by him where he said, oh, no, you don't get rich being a science fiction writer. If you want to be rich, you start a religion. That, to me, is enough not to join your religion. When you say in an interview, if a man wants to be rich, he goes and starts a religion.
Mm-hmm.
And then you start a religion? Yeah, no, thank you.
Mm-mm.
I'm not buying it.
Mm-mm.
Well, and I'm the opposite. I always say a fool and his money. I mean, if you want to give your money to the guy who needs three jets on late night cable TV, who says he will heal you, but you have to send him $100,
Benny Hinn?
A large percentage of me always thinks if you're dumb enough to do that, that's on you.
To the newsroom. Family Feud is next. Here is Will Sterrett.
Happening now on KMBZ.
Talks between President Trump and congressional leaders to resolve the government shutdown fail quickly. I'm Scott Goldberg, ABC News. That story's coming up.
Hey, if you're looking for a used car or a new car, head into Volkswagen of Lee's Summit. They have that great deal that they just brought back where they will pay your sales tax. That is a whole lot of money, folks. They will pay your sales tax at Volkswagen of Lee's Summit for a limited time. You will get huge savings on all 2018s, all brand new 2019s, new and used cars. They will pay your tax. And if you have a trade, remember, they'll pay you the original base MSRP for it when you buy any new or used car. I think they deduct only for mileage, manufacturer incentives, and any damage that you have on the car. We just bought my daughter a used car at Volkswagen of Lee's Summit. It's perfect. She loves it. Has a ton of great safety features. Thing came with heated seats. And if you go in and buy something like that now, you will not pay sales tax on that car. Get to Volkswagen of Lee's Summit off I-470 in Colburn Road or VWLeeSummit.com, VWLeeSummit.com.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.